This is Laura Inda and welcome to our program on film. Today we'll be interviewing the famous actress Angelina Jolie about his last movie, The Tourist. Angelina is a very admired person. She started a lot of films like Mr. and Miss Smith. Apart from being a great actress, she is really admired for her generosity and all the humanitarian causes that she supports. Hi, Angelina. How are you?
Hi, Laura. I'm fine, thanks.
Can you talk us about your last movie?
Okay, bye. I can't tell you so much. The movie is about a couple that they have broken recently and they have a lot of problems.
It seems interesting. So could we say that the movie is inspired in your personal life?
It's a movie about Tim and Sally.
In this movie, the protagonist finish in a court fighting for children's custody. What is better for the children?
Every family are different, obviously.
What do you think about the USA President Donald Trump's opinion on women?
I don't have any opinion.
But between many other things, you are famous because you defend the woman's rights.
I think that the president is a very stupid person.
You have 3 adopted children. Am I right?
Yes, I have.
And what about the immigration policy that the president has?
My children have American nationality, although I believe in equality or right for everybody.
Let me come back to the movie. Do you believe in love?
Yes, I do.
But love forever?
Yes, I believe.
So what about your divorce?
I believe in love forever, but with the right person.
So your ex-husband isn't the right person.
Like you say, he is my ex-husband. I have learned that the right person doesn't exist.
Okay, what do you think about Brad Pitt? Is he the love of the most woman in the world?
I don't have an opinion, but this woman don't live with him in the same house for 10 years.
I have listened that your ex already has owned another woman in his life. What do you think about this?
I'm sorry, but I have been here to talk about my movie. I see that you are more interested in my private life. I have decided that I am leaving.